African swine fever, a disease that is harmless to humans but fatal to pigs, was detected in South Korea. Since first being reported in China in August 2018, the disease has spread through much of East Asia.
Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, appeared to admit that he was behind an assassination attempt on a local official, whom he had accused of being involved in the drugs trade. His aides later claimed the president had misspoken because of his poor grasp of Tagalog, the country's main language.
The Solomon Islands switched its diplomatic allegiance from Taiwan to China, leaving Taiwan with diplomatic relations with just 16 countries. Venezuela's dictatorial government, led by Nicolas Maduro, freed from prison Edgar Zambrano, a congressman who is a senior advisor to Juan Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. Mr. Guaido is recognized by the Assembly and by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's interim president. Mr. Maduro said that 55 lawmakers from his United Socialist Party would take their seats in the National Assembly after boycotting it for 3 years.
A Spanish court released from prison Hugo Carvajal, a former chief of Venezuela's military intelligence service who had turned against the regime. The court turned down an extradition request by the United States, which accuses him of arranging to ship 5,600 kilograms of cocaine from Venezuela to Mexico in 2006. Mr. Carvajal, also known as El Polo, the chicken, was arrested in Spain in April.
A photo emerged, taken in 2001, showing Justin Trudeau, Canada's Prime Minister, wearing brown face makeup at a party at a private school where he taught. Mr. Trudeau, who is running for re-election, explained that he had dressed up as Aladdin for a party with an Arabian Nights theme. He said he was deeply sorry.
While Britain's Supreme Court reviewed the legality of his suspension of Parliament, Boris Johnson met European leaders in Luxembourg, where he found little respite from the turmoil at home. The British Prime Minister's Luxembourger counterpart mocked him for skipping a press conference because anti-Brexit protesters were too rowdy. Other EU leaders said trying to humiliate Mr. Johnson was a mistake. A close aide of Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, said the episode did not serve the European cause.
Matteo Renzi, a former Prime Minister of Italy, caused consternation when he said he was splitting from the Democratic Party, or PD, he used to lead. He insists, though, that he still supports the new coalition between the PD and the Five Star Movement, which was created to prevent Matteo Salvini, the populist leader of the Northern League, from triggering an early election.
A fresh election looked probable in Spain after talks between the caretaker socialist government and the left-wing Podemos party broke down. It would be the fourth general election in 4 years.
A huge strike paralyzed much of Paris, particularly its metro, in protest at plans by the President Emmanuel Macron to rationalize France's excessively generous pension system.